Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, May 8th, 2026. In recent days, we've heard from Graham Plattner and David Costello, who are both candidates for the Democratic nomination for the Senate seat in Maine. Those are up on the archives if you didn't catch them live. And now we're going to hear from a writing candidate for the same race.
Thanks so much, Amy. Thank you for having me on your program today. My name is Andrea LaFlamme. I am a write-in candidate for U.S. Senate in the Democratic primary on June 9th. I am a feminist public health professor. I am an elected union leader. And I think I bring a different perspective to this race than the other candidates. As I said, I am, you know, a public health professor. I teach public health courses at the University of Maine in their Department of Women and Gender Studies. I also teach nutrition at Eastern Maine Community College, where I've taught for the past 13 years. And in my role at the community college, I'm also a member of our adjunct union with MSEA SEIU 1989. And through the union, I have been elected to the position of chapter president, where I represent adjunct professors at all of Maine's community colleges. That's a role that I'm really proud of, and I bring that workers' perspective and advocacy work to the position of candidate for the U.S. Senate. Another thing that makes me unique as a candidate is that I truly am a working class candidate. I have had to teach while I've been campaigning. And so I just got done with giving my finals to my students last week. And, you know, that has presented some challenges, certainly, and kept me from being able to travel all over the state the way I would like. But it's also created some really interesting opportunities. So I've been holding two virtual town halls every single week, one on Sunday morning and one on Friday evening. So the one on Sunday morning is at 9 a.m. and the one on Friday evening is at 6 p.m. And for folks that are interested in chatting with me more one-on-one, I would encourage them to visit my website, andreaformaine.com. On the homepage, there is a calendar where you can click on the day and time of the meeting and sign up with your email. And so meeting attendance is limited to 20 to really give folks a chance to chat with me personally, give me a chance to hear concerns from all the attendees. And one of the really cool things that's come from having these town halls is, you know, a lot of candidates have been having a lot of in-person town halls, which I think are really great. And I plan to hold some coming up later this month. But one of the really interesting aspects of having a virtual town hall is that it allows me to have attendees all in one space from different areas of the state. Whereas in an in-person town hall, you're more likely going to have participants from the same general geographic region in Maine. And so it's really offered me an amazing opportunity to bring together folks from all corners of the state and hear the challenges that they're having and also help strategize some solutions. So I would encourage your listeners to check out my website, check out my policies, and please sign up for one of those virtual town halls. When voters see their ballot for the Democratic primary, there will be candidates listed on that ballot. And then beneath that list of names, there will be a line for a write-in candidate. And so voters can write my name in on that line, just as if it were there to begin with, and then check, hopefully, the first ranking next to my name, and then rank the other candidates accordingly. As a teacher, I like to remind people that this is an open book test. So if people, you know, can't remember how to spell my name, that's fine. You can look it up on your phone and feel comfortable that writing me in, your vote will count.
Andrea LaFlamme is a writing candidate for the primary, the Democratic primary for the Senate race here in Maine. That's coming up on June 9th. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good weekend. I'll see you on Monday.